Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, April is IBS Awareness Month, and poor gut health is undermining the health, well-being and self-confidence of a huge number of Irish people. A recent study of more than 1,000 adults in Ireland shows the majority of people, 85%, believe gut health issues significantly impact their quality of life. One in five people in Ireland are thought to be affected by IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and many go undiagnosed for most of their lives and suffer in silence. TV personality, writer and producer Maya Dunphy was diagnosed in the 90s with IBS when she was 16 years old, and she joins me in studio now. Well, Maya, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire. Let's talk bowels. Some women get makeup, shampoo to talk about beauty things. I get bowels and I'm more than happy to do it.
Because I've been trying to get you on the show for a while, and who knew it was your bowels that were going to make it happen?
It was the guts that got you.
But we don't have any taboos on this show. When it comes to your health, we should talk about everything and not be uncomfortable about it.
Now we talk about, I remember, and it's a source of great disappointment to me. 9 years ago, I pitched a documentary idea to a broadcaster about the menopause, and they went, oh, it's a bit too niche. I said, well, it's half the population unless they die young, which is not niche. And they turned it down, and fast forward a year, and then Mariella Frostrup did her one, and then it all took off. And I'm so glad it took off, but I would like to have been, you know, one of the first to do it. And I think now we talk about female health a lot more, but I think the issue around our bowel health is still something that people are, especially women, aren't too comfortable chatting about. Like, once you've had a baby, you will talk to your other mum friends about it a bit more. But I do think it's possibly one of the last taboos.
You'll have to get back in with another pitch about bowels.
I made a documentary about food about 12 years ago, and we went through the Bristol stool chart, which is, do you know the Bristol stool chart?
Yes, sure, it's so interesting. Explain it to people.
It's a list of what a healthy stool, i.e. poo, looks like. Now, obviously, I think we all know what an unhealthy poo can look like, but some people don't actually know what a healthy stool looks like.
Or what an indicator that is,
yeah, exactly,
for
that.
Your health or how you're taking in your nutrition. Yeah. So rather than just flushing and walking away, it's good to have a look and see how are things going. And again, I don't think people like to talk about that.
I'm a continent. And sometimes people say, oh, there's a very strange toilet in the hotel I'm in. And it's got a sort of like almost like a shelf. So often like the poo just sort of slides down slowly. And I said, that's a viewing platform. They have these kind of, ours are just kind of straight drops down. And some of the continental ones have just a slight, not quite a shelf, but a less severe incline so that you can actually have a look. Look at Claire's bowels. I actually don't mind talking about this. And when I was 16, it's terrible. I don't know, I think I'm a bit older than you, but I was 16 in the 90s, and it was a time, and I hate to say this now, but I was the same weight I am now since I was 16, but I was always trying to be healthy and be on a diet. That was the era where there was one look and it was basically Kate Moss. And I remember I was always living on apples. And my stomach was always like a basketball. It was so hard. And it was the apples. I was having too much acid. Now, I just want to say, for most people, apples might not be a problem. But I went to my GP, lovely family GP, and she said, like, once we rule out other conditions, she said, then what we deem you to have is IBS. There's no one, you can't do a test for IBS, and it affects people in very different ways. But I said to her, well, what is it and how do I get rid of it? Because that's what I want to know, how do I get rid of it? She said, in my limited experience, because she hadn't come across many cases, she said, look, it's a fairly new term. And in my limited experience, she said, like, you can't get rid of it. You have to learn to live with it. You'll have to learn what your triggers are. They'll be different for everyone. But she said, but from what I know of it now, she said, I've never met somebody who I've told has it who's not also a worrier, which is interesting.
And would you have been that kind of kid? Because I think that GP was way ahead of her time to be making that gut brain connection.
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Hannon. She's in her 90s now, not practicing anymore, but she was one of those brilliant family GPs who did everything. Like, she'd deliver your baby and then look after your gut health 20 years later. She was just brilliant.
And look at health in a holistic way. So not just what you're eating, but how you were thinking and feeling and what impact that was having on your gut health.
And I went, oh God, why would worry? And I was a very anxious teen, and I'm less anxious now, but certainly, you know, I would be a worrier. And everyone that I have said, and I actually did a campaign with Alpharex 7 years ago, which is a supplement that I take now. And I met women who suffered with IBS, and the symptoms were very different for all of us. Mine was mainly very severe pain, and it would come, unfortunately, like white wine. I know, everyone looks sorry. Oh, the head tilt. Things like white wine, some fruits, things like dried fruit, sulfites. So you have to kind of learn what triggers it for you. And I would.
What are sulfites?
Sulfites are, they can occur naturally, but they tend to be added to food as well. So they're in a lot of wine. Funnily enough, there's less of them in champagne. And things like dried fruits, I think they occur naturally in dried fruit, but they're added to a lot of things too. Coffee's quite high in sulfites. So for me, I would get, I could feel it starting. It was like someone was twisting my gut and it would be so bad. And then my face would start to feel really hot and I would have to just leave wherever I was and go home because it was that painful. And it would take half an hour to pass. And it wasn't like trapped wind or things like that. It was just very, very bad cramps. And I would get those a couple of times a month sometimes, and they were very debilitating. And so I started to try and work out what the triggers were for me. But even some days when I was really careful, I'd feel it starting to happen. I'd go, oh my God, I'd be at a work event. And maybe then it was just the stress. I don't know. Maybe it was that.
So what would you do in a situation like that? You're presenting the VIP style awards, your gut starts twisting. Do you just have to
luckily that didn't happen. They went from being once or twice a month to once or twice a year. And I know it was definitely a supplement because I was in London for a month and I couldn't get hold of it. So I was like, oh, it'll be fine. Didn't take it. And after 3 weeks, I had one of those attacks. So I actually haven't had them severely for the last 7 years. So before that, I wasn't doing well, the VIP style awards would make anyone's gut twist. I did that 2 years in a row. It was absolutely terrifying. But there were times when I would be, say, I remember being at a pre-wedding event for my friend and I stupidly grabbed a glass off the tray and it was Prosecco, which I know doesn't really suit me. Started drinking it. Half an hour later, I started to feel the pain. And all you can do is leave because it really is. The pain was that severe that you can't really, you know, breathe your way through it. And I left and I came back a few hours later, but then it was sort of too late to join the party.
And it's a funny thing, isn't it? You kind of alluded to a couple of things we do when it comes to our own health and well-being. We forget, we think, ah, it's grand. So even though you go through years of debilitating pain, you find a supplement that works, you start taking it, you're like, I don't need this anymore. I'm fixed. It's funny. Or you pick up the glass of Prosecco and think, ah, it'll be grand. Yeah. Why do we do that? I think it might be a self-defense mechanism that we don't want to be conscious of the pain all the time.
It's free Prosecco on a tray. It doesn't matter how old I get, I will always reach for the glass of free stuff on a tray. No, that I'm being facetious. Well, I think sometimes, and I have friends who are intolerant to certain foods and will be out somewhere and the food that I know makes them feel unwell is on a shared platter and they'll go, ah, sod, it doesn't matter. I think sometimes it's you don't want to miss out. You don't want to be difficult. You don't want to seem like you're the person who's not joining in. Now, obviously, if you have an allergy, you simply can't touch these things. But if you think, oh, yeah, I'll feel a bit crap in them. I think it's probably some of us sometimes, you know, we might pig out in junk food. We might drink a bit too much or, you know, you let things slide sometimes and you know you'll suffer the next day. I think as women, as we get older, certainly for me, the things that I used to do that make me not feel great, I just do less of now because it's just when you're a mother as well, it's just not really worth it, unfortunately.
How do you manage your stress? Because I know you're busy. I know you're a single mom. Are you self-employed?
Yeah.
Freelancer?
Yeah.
I mean, all these things are stressful. How do you manage yours?
I just take the free Prosecco off the tray. No, I don't. Do you know what? I'd love to say I have some miracle, but I don't. It takes time. It's taken me like 4 decades to learn to choose my battles. I think, you know, you decide what's important right now and what isn't. I've also learned to take a step back when you start to feel kind of worry build and go, okay, what do I know to be true right now? Because sometimes like my mind can just wander off on tangents and you're worrying about things that haven't happened yet, that might not even happen. I go, okay, right now, what do I have to do? Right now, I have to get the dinner. I have to get uniform ready for the morning. I have this email to send. This can wait till tomorrow. And I'm very good at doing that now, more than I ever was before, which I think is really important because I think you can let things snowball in your head and suddenly you realise your chest is feeling tight, but you're worrying about things that haven't happened yet and might not happen at all.
So what would you say to someone listening who's really identified with some of the things you said around IBS, who said, you know, I didn't really think about that, but now that you mention it, there's been a couple of things I've had to leave because I'm in pain.
Yeah.
We kind of just say, this is just who I am.
Yeah.
Would you advise them to stay there or to seek help?
Absolutely not. Don't suffer in silence. And the thing about IBS, like I said, it's not just things like most people will have gas, bloating, mild to moderate pain. But then some people will kind of go between severe diarrhea and then severe constipation, which are both awful to have to live with as well. And I mean, I think you said at the top, 1 in 5 people in Ireland are thought maybe to have IBS, but it's more women than men. So don't suffer in silence. Go and talk to your GP, and certainly don't be embarrassed by it. And also, there are other conditions. It might not be IBS. There are conditions, things like Crohn's, celiac disease, that might have to be ruled out as well. But talk to your GP, and then do try. I mean, there are a lot of probiotics out there. Try something like that. Do give it a month or two for your body to get used to it. But mostly, don't be embarrassed and don't suffer in silence.
Yeah. And I think we've proved that it is possible to have a conversation and stay smiling. There's exactly. No taboo around your bodily functions.
I bought a picture of healthy stools. Do you want to see it? No, I won't.
I have a video actually on my grid of me in my bathroom. Now, I am fully dressed with the toilet seat down. I thought it would be a bit of a step too far, but I did speak about the Bristol stool chart because I think it's worth Googling.
It's
worth Googling, and it's worth just being aware. It's a bodily function like any others, and we shouldn't be embarrassed.
What is the optimum poo?
Yeah. So keep an eye. Maya, thank you for continuing to break taboos. I look forward to seeing your documentary on poo coming soon. But it's lovely to see you, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to see what Maya is up to, you can go to her Instagram at Maya Dunphy. Maya, thanks again.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.